Of course, the photographs have the aesthetic value, but I find this material even more important from the point of view of researching ethnographic characteristics of the area, which can also be placed with these photographs, or analyzing these photographs can also be placed in the international context.
Welcome to a new episode of Donauville and the Southeast Cast. We are talking about people, topics and books down the Danube and up the Carpathians. My name is Enikö Dac, and I am happy to introduce my colleagues Angela Ilic and our associate scholar Anja Moritz, an expert for the Gorce-Kočevsko region in the Republic of Slovenia. They discuss about our project to historical photographs and negatives from the Gorce. Further information on the project can be found in the show notes. But now, enjoy the discussion.
Dear Anja, I'm very happy to be talking to you about this project today that came to a conclusion in December 2023. But of course, this topic is not new to you. You have been researching and working in various fields concerning the Gorce region, Kočevska. What brought you to this interest in this region?
Well, hi, Angela. Thank you for inviting me to participate in this podcast. Yeah, it was actually quite an interesting story, but at least for me. And it started over 35 years ago with a cabinet in my grandparents' living room. So I actually was a very curious child. And one day I found a business card with a photo of an unknown man in my grandparents' cabinet. And I wanted to know who this guy actually was. And my grandparents told me that it was a man who used to live in our house. He sometimes also visited his home village, and together with my grandparents, they drank coffee together and had a friendly chat. That's what they told me. So this was my first, very small indeed, encounter with the past of the Gorce area and the Gorceers, the former inhabitants of the area. So after that, I actually didn't hear anything more about Gorceers for years, until in high school I decided to research the history of my home village, Stara Cerkev, or Mitterdorf in German. And at that time, it was the time when I also met my first Gorcer, Mr. Ludwig Kren from Klagenfurt, whom in Austria, whom I interviewed and learned about the tragic fate of the people and of the area where also I was born. So later at the university, I decided to delve deeper into the history of the area. Well, actually, the main reason why this topic, so to say, stuck with me is that today, when somebody mentions Gorce area, most inhabitants of Slovenia think of forests, of the West forests and bears. And somehow nobody thinks of the cultural heritage which the area also has to offer, but is not much known in this region or wider in Slovenia.
Why is that?
Well, the reason for that lies in mainly tragic history of the region. As you know already, most of the Gorce population was resettled from the Gorce region during the Second World War. It was based on the plan which was made by Hitler and Mussolini. And unfortunately, after the war, the region was emptied, so to say, and only ruins remained of many of the once lively villages. Most of the churches and chapels were also demolished, during and after the Second World War, with the result that a rich cultural heritage was actually lost or almost lost. In 1950s, the new immigrants from other regions in Slovenia came to this almost empty region, and they began their new lives there, living in the places where the former inhabitants, the Kučiars, lived prior to that. Well, this interruption of settlement continuity and the destruction of the cultural monuments, also the establishment of the so-called closed-off military area, all of these have actually curtailed the knowledge of the region's cultural heritage or former cultural heritage, so to say. So as a result, the Kučije region remains poorly researched in archaeological and especially ethnological terms.
Has that changed in any way?
After Slovenia got independent in 1991, the amount of published literature or the amount of research on the Kučije area actually increased, but it was more or less historical and referred only to the Kučiars living in Slovenia. So what I have always been interested in is what happened to the Kučiars who resettled from Slovenia during the Second World War. Where did they go? How did they adapt to their new lives? Do they still preserve like their traditions, some customs or habits and rituals, language, and such things? And of course, I didn't get the answer to this question. So this is what actually inspired my bachelor's or diploma thesis. And later in more detail, I actually was looking for the answer in my doctoral thesis.
But you did not stop there. Instead, you continued focusing on Kučije ever since.
So what I currently do, I am working as a researcher at the research center of the Slovenian Academy of Sciences and Arts and also at the University of Ljubljana. And in recent years, I have been able to study this topic also from other point of view or various angles, such as identity, migrations, social memory, and so on. So as you can see, this topic of Kučije is very interesting because it can be researched multidimensionally.
Yes, that's very true. And it is exactly this very diverse and partly forgotten material and immaterial cultural heritage that we were working on. You were here in Munich at IKGS for 3 months in 2023, working on a project preparing several hundred photographs and negatives for digitization. Photographs that were mostly taken at the beginning of the 20th century, some of them in the interwar years, but all of which have not been cataloged and have not really been circulating in public. This project was financed by the Bavarian State Ministry for Family, Labor and Social Affairs. And it is only the first step in what will hopefully be a successful digitization project, making these photographs available to a worldwide public. Now, your job was to describe several hundred photographs and also, where possible, to identify the locations. Now, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced in this process and why?
Yeah, I must say that it was a particular pleasure, actually, for me to look through all of the photos. There was, or still is, about 500 photographs. Why is that? Because it gave me an insight into the places and also people's life that no longer exists or live in the Kučije area. So some of the villages in those photos were destroyed during the war, together with most of the churches, as I mentioned before. And along with the Kučiars who were resettled, parts of their cultural heritage were actually scattered all over the world or even lost. Some of the photos offer also offer an insight into daily life. And for example, celebrations in the Gucciar villages before the Second World War, while other photos are rare testimony to what the villages used to look. So that was all very interesting to me in this regard. When examining the photos and trying to determine their origin, I also encountered some problems. For example, the appearance of the villages has changed considerably since the end of the war. As I said, some villages no longer exist. Many buildings have been demolished or they were rebuilt. The area of historic Gucci is quite big. It actually covers 800 square kilometers. So you can imagine it's a quite extensive area. And also, although I visited most of the villages there, it was still difficult to recognize some of the places in the photos.
Sorry, yeah, I think especially the destruction of churches is probably very significant from this point of view, because I know when I work with photographs, historical photographs, churches or sacral buildings are often points of orientation that help identify certain settlements. And in this case, they're mostly missing, and even many of the other buildings that may have provided a clue to their location are missing. So how were you trying to identify these places? Were there any ways was there any way that you could find additional information or any helpers in that sense?
Well, the existing ones I was more or less able to identify myself. But yeah, the problem was with those that do not exist anymore. So I was trying to actually find some other photographs of those churches. And at the end, I was able to actually identify most of them. Because there are other photographs of the area, but they are scattered around the world or in various archives around the world, so they are not easily accessible. Some of them, of course, we can find on the internet, where just some history enthusiasts put them or publish them in some Facebook pages and so on. So, but that was also very helpful, actually, in this process.
Now, how do you see this photo collection at IKGS in terms of relating to existing photo collections? Does it have any materials that may add to hitherto existing knowledge about Gucci? Is it complementary to them? Have you found maybe photographs that are actually surprising or contradictory to what you had seen before?
Yes, of course, they add something to the broader picture of Gucci. With the resettlement of the Gucciars, of course, also the material sources like photos or documents and even the objects actually traveled with them or were scattered all over the world. So today they are like kept at different locations around the world, mainly in Slovenia, in Austria, and in Germany. But also we can find some of these materials in the United States and even in Canada. So this makes it quite difficult to research and to access this material. Also, over the years, some of the sources have been lost, or some of them are waiting somewhere in archives to be examined or for the provenance to be actually given to them. So most of the photographs of Gucci in the IKGS archive were, as you already mentioned, taken before the Second World War. It was mostly by, made, they were made mostly by the researchers of the so-called German language islands. And most of them were scholars from Germany who visited Goce and made contact with local photographers there. So it was a sort of cooperation between the German scientists and the local photographers. Of course, the photographs have the aesthetic value, but I find this material even more important from the point of view of researching ethnographic characteristics of the area, which can also be placed with these photographs, or analyzing these photographs can also be placed in the international context. Some of the material is very, very interesting. For example, we can observe in them the way traditional some of the festivities like weddings looked like prior to the Second World War and so on. So it's there is quite a lot of knowledge or a lot of information that we can actually extract from this from these photos.
Yes, the photos depict very different topics as well. Some of them just show us the landscape, while many others focus on particular settlements. And yet others, as you have mentioned, also portray different kinds of traditions and traditional costumes. And there are many people to see in them. So there is a variety. And we also have to mention that these photographers at least that we have been able to identify so far, also have various backgrounds, so that there are photographs from local photographs, as well as you have already mentioned, from traveling photographers, ethnographers, geographers, who all had very diverse interests as to why they came and visited Goce. Now, you have been involved in the preservation of cultural heritage in many ways, also working on museum-related projects. From your perspective, why is it important to preserve and digitize this small photo collection compared to other collections that exist in the world? It is quite small in size, but where do you see the importance of the preservation of this collection and similar ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, the digitization of the photographs and also their availability of on the internet makes this material more accessible and also easier to research. And there is another aspect which should not be neglected either. Well, after the independence of Slovenia in 1991, Goceers living abroad began to visit Goce in greater numbers. And today there is like a variety of people who search for their roots in the area and for the houses in which they or even their ancestors used to live. So I believe that digitization of the photographs would certainly have great sentimental value for these people. And also the availability of the photos online would certainly also be welcomed by the inhabitants of the present Goce or Kočevska region and all of those who are interested in history and ethnology. So this topic could be researched in more than just barely historical point of view. Like I said before, also ethnographically, especially ethnographic, but also other. I think this is the biggest value is not just in this in the beauty of the photos, but also in especially in their in what they have to sell, in what they can tell us in ethnographic terms or anthropological terms. Yeah.
Did you have maybe one favorite photograph in that whole pile that you worked with?
Yeah, it's actually difficult to decide which one is my favorite. There were a couple of them actually. For sure, one of them is the photo of the wedding ceremony with a beautiful bride with a crown on her head and dressed in traditional attire. So I guess that one is very beautiful, very, very aesthetic. And also it tells us a lot about the wedding customs in the area. So that would be one. And then I really liked one photo that I have no idea where it was taken, actually, in which village, but it's a photo of the wooden house. Outside of the house, there is a group of people posing for the photograph. And you can see everything. I mean, the way they are dressed. You can even notice there is like a pregnant woman among them and things like that. Some children are like peeking on the window. So it's quite an interesting photo. And I think each of the photos, each photo is actually a small treasure, so to say. And what's even better or more interesting is that maybe I see something in this photos, you know, but another person might see completely something else, you know, so the research of the photos can really be multi-dimensional.
Well, thank you. That is definitely very interesting to hear and also to find out about your own impressions. We are very happy to have had you work on this project, and our cooperation with the IKGS is not finished, as you are associate scholar in the year 2024. Our working together will definitely continue in various avenues, and Gochi will remain one of the main topics as well. So we are looking forward to what lay ahead and are also excited about this journey of the photographs that will hopefully bring them to a broader public than ever before. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you as well. I was very happy to be part of your team, of the IKGS team, and I enormously enjoyed my visit there. So I'm very much looking forward to also come there this year and continue our cooperation. So thank you very much.